From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Moderna today filed with the FDA for emergency use authorization of its coronavirus vaccine, which the company says is more than 94% effective in protecting against the virus.
We want to make sure those first vaccines, the first weeks, go to those most vulnerable, those where you have the biggest impact on saving lives, and also protecting those who are most at risk, like our frontline healthcare workers taking care of COVID patients.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. President Trump today taking aim at officials in Georgia, which certified its election results, declaring Joe Biden the winner.
The president tweeting, "Why won't Brian Kemp, the hapless governor, use his emergency powers, which can easily be done, to overrule his obstinate Secretary of State and do a match of signatures on envelopes? It will be a gold mine of fraud, and we will easily win the state."
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Atlanta. America is listening to Fox News.
That's because the governor of Georgia sits down to me.
Cyber Monday, so good for me. Cyber Monday, all of the deals are online to see. Oh, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday, they will guarantee that Christmas morning it will be there. All day long, and no one can see. Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday's working perfectly. Except when someone stole a package that was left for me.
And welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Hey, you know what? This would be a good chance to redeem the Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B. Burger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day contest. So while I pull out the wonderful Muzak. 272-9228, seventh caller. Now remember, I need the winning answer in the form of a question. So if you heard it this morning, you've got to say who is... 272-9228. There's Trump's tweet about Governor Kemp in Georgia. He and that Secretary of State belong in jail. There's something there that has to come out, but hasn't yet. And we're working along today. Yeah. At last, we got to shorten our delay up a little bit. Hi there, you are caller one. Try again. Caller two. Try again. Caller three. Thank you for trying. Your caller four. Nobody's there. Right. This is caller five. This is caller six. You missed by one. Try again tomorrow. And what is your name?
Dan.
Hi, Dan. Can you give me today's Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B. Burger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day in the form of a question?
I believe I can. Who is Dr. Show?
You're a winner!
Dr. Scholl, the foot guy. And Jay even looked him up on the intranet and gave us some additional insights on his history. So you've won a pair of Dr. B Burgers, sides and beverages, free parking at the RSA building to enjoy the Dr. B Burger, new at Wing Fingers downtown. Oh. You know what else is awesome? You get to talk to Rosie now.
All right.
So you can tell her all your secrets. She's a good person to talk to if you need somebody. See, pardon me, I'm just looking at ratings coming in from the fall in other towns to see how talk radio is performing. Looks pretty good in some, yeah, it's up about 20% on average. You know where it's down? This is hilarious. It's down in Milwaukee. I guess they already knew what was going to be happening there. Up big in Jacksonville.
Address.
Hartford.
Address.
Well, in Memphis. Even Memphis, yeah, up about 25%. That's encouraging. It is 4:06. I may or may not roll call today. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it positive. I posted the story from Gateway Pundit on Fox News and their losses, and I will look forward to some of your comments on that post, because I have not, I mean, sometimes they're on in the studio here when we want to get the stock, right. Fox yeah. Business, actually.
Congratulations.
Let's see, do we have any feedback whatsoever? No, nobody cares. We did get a ton of response, though, to this great meme. Will Ferrell in Anchorman, sitting there at the news desk. Mail-in points arrive after the game. Auburn wins Iron Bowl 726-42. And that's gotten almost 250 social media reactions. So I'm starting to see a pattern here. Hell, even that chili cheese omelet this morning got more reactions than the Fox News story. I'm beginning to see what really matters.
Happy hour. Who says?
Yeah, I did mention I need a rolling pin to make that deep pot apple pie. You don't have to give me one. There's that cute little wiener dog trying to climb the stairs. We bring you all the big stories. And there's my grand dog, Bella, with her flashing Christmas collar on. Precious girl.
No.
It is 7 minutes after 4 o'clock. We are in for a deep chill tonight. Yes. Rich's forecast is coming up. Those who are best prepared are those who have already become partners with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, had their fall tune-up. So when the heat is on tonight, you can count on it to working dependably and at an energy-efficient way. It's so important. They come out and do that tune-up to the heating part of your system, usually in late September, early October, just in case we get an early cold snap. And then once they've signed off on it, should anything break or go wrong, and it's a machine, that happens, you will have Clark's available on a phone call, 277-2125, and any repair that might need to be done. You'd be surprised how many instances it's nothing major. All it takes is one wire to get loose or something. More often than not, that's the case. It doesn't mean the whole system needs to be replacement, but you want that diagnosis done by people that really know their stuff. That includes their plumbers. You know our friend Terry.
Yes.
I know what it's like to splash through my living room. Oh, gee, the water heater must have ruptured, and that was it. But she saw a wet spot in a wall. That, when you see something like that, you want people that really know their plumbing to work
right.
on it. And she was thrilled with the outcome. They even did work outside for her. You just got to be able to trust the people that are working on it. Like your central air conditioning system should last you 20 years. And it will if you give it TLC. On this show, that's the love of Clark's. So call them, get a membership for $159, lowered electric costs, the guarantee of priority service worth every penny. Two annual tune-ups to your system, too. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. To the traffic dungeon at 409.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Good news and bad news on I-65 southbound. They've cleared that accident just before Hope Hall. And traffic is moving pretty good there. However, right before Highway 80, we had a minor accident a few moments ago. They are about to get that out of the way as well. It's caused some delays, but it's clearing up. Just use caution in that area. Still very congested on the boulevard around the city. Taylor Road, very congested. Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated right here. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday! Cyber Monday! Avoid the stores, the lines, the yelling, the pushing, the stabbing, the shooting! Stay away from the parking lot, the food courts, creepy mall Santas, and more! Don't miss the deals, the steals, the online bargains! Featuring high-powered, super-fast Wi-Fi!
In the privacy of your own home.
Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday! Be there!
Did you buy anything online today?
No, not today.
No, I have, but I just don't see the difference. I just don't have the patience to... And I don't want to buy something that's got a great price if I don't really need it.
Right.
The TV blew in the living room, so I had to buy a television set. And I've almost figured out how to work it. This thing has literally a mind of its own. It brings in like 5,000 channels. Samsung network?
Yeah.
I don't know. So not once, but twice, I spent 10 minutes. And they make remotes really small. And they don't put words on them. We are becoming a society that's being retarded through... and I don't mean that in an offensive way. I'm saying we are. I heard a guy who agrees with me on a sports channel say the same thing. We are going back to the caveman days of paintings on the wall to communicate.
Pictures.
Emojis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that crap on the remote says. Why can't it just say cable? Why can't it just say TV or VCR or something? You got to go through this whole, this mishigas. And all I did was brush one little button. So hypersensitive. I don't even know which one. Because I was watching something. I was watching Midway on the DVR. Brush something, and the next thing I know, I'm looking at channel 1,115 with cartoons. Okay. On the old set, it was very easy to get back if you made a mistake like that. I got to scroll down to HDMI and punch it, and it'll be right back to cable. There is no HDMI. I got to go through 5,000 pictures and icons. Okay, this one looks like a house. This must be home, right? This is how I navigate. All right, then it brings up all these other houses. HDMI 1, and I thought, well, that's where we put the cable in, but it wasn't. So I tried the next house. And that brings up another row of symbols. And then I don't know how I did it, because if this is going to happen again, it's going to take me 20 minutes to get back to it. I saw the number 3. And, I get big fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So with this tiny little remote trying to click... That's another thing I hate, is when you got to sign in. It's like, it's great. It's got built in, all the used tube, everything. But to bring up the channel or to sign in or whatever you got to do, you got to click one letter at a time and over this way, and that way you hit them.
I hate that, too.
I thought that this thing had like a voice. It comes with, it's either Siri or Alexa. But she's set to talk at high speed. So even when you raise the volume, you get Siri going, number 53, 54, 55, 56, 57. It's talking to me while I'm just trying to make the show a little bit louder. So while the picture's amazing, it's really a pain in the ass. Why couldn't they have kept it simple? Why can't we put words like on and off, cable... Yeah. A DVD player. I don't mind holding a longer remote. I don't need something. This thing fits between the base of my palm and the tip of my middle finger. That's how small this remote is. And it's got like 5 buttons you can use, and not one of them. They're all governed by symbols. Now, I'm a guy, so I could run the they got a thing that says learn about your TV. Not interested in that. I don't want to be reading manuals. I just don't.
And you don't want to have to learn a whole new language in order to operate your TV.
And I don't even want these 5,000 channels that it comes with.
Yeah,
I want Smithsonian channels I never heard of. Uh-huh. All these other things that are
okay. Hold on, Ken.
Built into the TV set. It's a magazine column in the making, this remote. They've gone too far. They have advanced the tech way too far. And we as a society, we're being dumbed down by these things. They're taking control of us. They want us to learn how to communicate with pictures because we have so many illiterate people that can't spell.
Ken wants to brag on wing fingers.
Hey, Ken.
Yes, good afternoon. I just wanted to tell you, I don't want to hold you up, but we won a certificate to Wing Fingers. I say we, my wife and I, and we went there Monday. And I want to tell you, it was the food was great, the service was great, and I really appreciate the certificate. And we're already making plans to go back.
So I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much, man. That's wonderful news. We always like to you know, when we give these things away, like the Dr. B burgers, we want feedback, and I send that down to Bob too.
Oh, and the employees there were just fantastic. They've been over just to make it the best it could be. So.
That is the Baumhauer standard. You know, that's Bob's deal, man. He is big on service.
Yeah, and the food was just fantastic.
Glad you liked it. Thank you so much, Ken, for taking the time.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. 272-9228, if there's something you would like to commentate on, the Cronins. Got a note from Karen saying they're very excited. They're going to be here for our happy hour Christmas party December 9th.
Yes.
At Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Back 40.
Hey, you expressed your frustration of your television.
Yes.
If you would like a liberating experience, just get rid of it and get rid of your satellite.
I don't have satellite. I have cable.
Get rid of all of it. You can do it. I did it. And you wouldn't believe how much more time you have to get things done, how much more you will get done. And then when you do see television or watch television somewhere else, it is remarkable, like you said, how it's dumbed down. You think, these people are talking to 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're talking to us like we are mentally impaired.
Well,
it's ridiculous. More stark. The dumbing down is more noticeable
once
you get rid of TV.
It is.
Please, everyone, just ditch it. I did it. You can do it. You won't even miss it. Thank you.
What a great speech.
Thanks, Karen.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm a guy. So when I look at this, this remote's about the same size as a Heath bar. And so it only has room for four or five function things. I'm used to the volume. There's two levers. The one on the left raises and lowers the volume. And the bad part is that Siri is babbling to you every time you raise or lower the volume. And then the right one is the one that took me off into the hinterlands, to Samsung World or whatever they call their thing. So I could have just tossed it aside. We've got other sets that are connected to Wow in the house. So I could have gone to my room and watched it there, but no. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
I am going to figure out this son of a and I'm going to master it. It's going to submit to me, not me to it. So it only took 15 or 20 minutes of repeating the same mistakes until I finally found the little house that took me to the number 3 that took me back to the cable. That's another question. Why is the cable picture not as good as, like, when I go to these channels I don't want stunning ultra high definition? Cable comes in looking like I had just gotten it back from Dan Black on a video transfer. That's not an insult to Dan Black, but I'm talking about 8mm or VHS things that were made 40 or 50 years ago.
Right.
The image isn't that sharp. Maybe I should call in a consultant who can help me with this. Who wants to make a few bucks? 272-9228. It's 420 Gulf States Mobility. Matumka is an amazing company that restores choices to lives that have, people have been the victim of the kind of thing we don't want to think can happen to us or anybody we love, and that's the loss of mobility. They work with a lot of our wounded heroes. Returning from, of course, isn't it great to know that our current president has returned so many of our soldiers home? We're not involved in any endless wars at the moment, and we are bringing our guys back. That'll change. People who were enjoying a perfectly normal life 1 minute, and a drunk driver comes along and T-bones them, and they're in the hospital with injuries are going to take some time and some help to recover from. The idea is to get out of the hospital, get the person back to home, because recovery really accelerates in a familiar environment. But they go in, Gulf States, to that home and make sure that they've eliminated any risks to making that situation worse. I was going to use the word exacerbate, but I'm not trying to be too fancy this afternoon. They can do ramps and rails, chairlifts for stairs, things. Because on top of dealing with the aftermath of an accident that has put somebody in a bad spot, having to move from the home you love because it's no longer safe, devastating. So Gulf States Mobility does everything possible with customized technologies to prevent that from happening. They've even given people who were told by a doctor, you'll never drive again, the VIM vehicles, voice command technology operated vehicles that they equip and sell at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590, and nobody more than the folks that work there. They never want to hear from you. They hope that you never have a situation that requires you to call them, but if you need them, you'll be really glad they're there. They serve not only the river region, but people all throughout the southeastern United States. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. 422, some local news, Rich's forecast. And yes, reports of sleet and snow north of the lake.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling. The city settled its portion of a lawsuit last week with civil rights groups, including the SPLC, ACLU of Alabama, and the National Homeless Law Center. The agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that criminalize panhandling. The Alabama prison system, which suspended visitation during the pandemic, is starting a video visitation service to try to reconnect prisoners with their family and friends. The Department of Corrections said the system is expected to be rolled out to all prisons by early December. Inmates will be able to use the video kiosks by appointment. It is about to look a lot like Christmas around the state capitol. The state Christmas tree will be set up this week. Workers will spend several days decorating the 35-foot-tall tree, and the Christmas lights will be turned on during a ceremony at 4:30 p.m. Friday. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rod Stewart. He used to rock, but lately he's been making lame CDs of old people music, and now he's turned his sights on lame Christmas novelty songs.
Grandma got run over by reindeer.
Introducing Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook, featuring all your Christmas comedy favorites, like Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus.
Hey, Mama, see the thunder, stars, Santa Claus, the guy with the hair on his jaws.
And Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas,
Great Christmas Novelty Songbook also includes Rod Stewart's take on this classic version of Jingle Bells.
Woof, woof, woof. Woof, 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 baby. Woof, 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 woof. Bow wow.
Buy your copy of Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook today. Or, on second thought, no, maybe you shouldn't. It'll only encourage him.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran-founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience, in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw a log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one. Our first taste of Arctic air of the season and the first widespread freeze tonight, with the overnight low temperature falling to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, look for a cold day, but sunshine, high temperature only in the 40s. Coldest night will actually be tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday morning and back into the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something, Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. Had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering. Tried to take her diamond earrings. Said that she was profiteering. Soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire. Took a knife, slashed his tires. Pulled a phone on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier. But you know what I say. Everybody's getting something. He can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. vacation. Mrs. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me a sack, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
We have a liftoff.
The Blige Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We mentioned earlier that Time Magazine's, I mean, this, you know, they've honored Adolf Hitler and others in the past, so it's no surprise that every single fascist running a state is one of their top nominees, like Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan and Governor Cuomo in New York. But this is to honor some real rocket science, because Cuomo continues to put his fascist foot down on businesses there. I guess they don't care. Well, I'll be doing fast food, Costco, Walmart, and Sam's Club, if they have their way. That way you have... Look at how those stocks have done. Do you know that Amazon has hired 470,000 people this year alone?
Wow.
I wonder how many of those people used to work for a smaller business. Somebody whose dream went up in smoke because of this plan. Did I say plan? I meant pandemic. This happened in Buffalo. And this is how they protested the Cuomo restrictions. They renamed it Walmart, where every day is Black Friday. And they opened. There have been a lot of businesses that have said, up your ass, we're staying open, I need to feed my family. So it's this New Orleans-inspired restaurant in Buffalo's Allentown district put a sign up calling itself Walmart to protest Governor Cuomo's latest restrictions. This is reminding me of the days after 9/11 when we had all these different color-coded alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're at yellow. We're at orange. It's red. What the hell does that mean? I mean, should I be looking for missiles? What does that mean? It was... stupid. It was the pre-emoji way of doing, you know, keeping Americans informed. So they put up a sign over their restaurant name saying Walmart, every day is Black Friday. So far, there's no word. Now that people are observing and they're doing mass and all that, but they're open, whereas others in their district are not. And without passing any legislation, these governors are laying down these $10,000, $15,000 fines on businesses that haven't had any income.
Yeah.
Well, which means they're going to be gone. If we lose the Senate, the first thing that Biden will do with Pelosi in the House and Chuck Schumer in the Senate is pass a bill that will bail out every one of these a-hole cities, like New York and others, where their ignorance put people out of business. They blew off their tax base, and now they want us to bail them out. So we in Alabama and other places where we've done at least a better job of managing the panic will be asked to foot the bill for that, and it's ridiculous. We will greet our new studio arrival here in less than a minute.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the most depressing day of the week. Weekend's expired and you're really tired. You just want to sleep. It's the most depressing day of the week. There'll be meetings to go to that you cannot sleep through. The clock is moving way too slow. When you think you're all finished, your hopes are diminished. You have to work late, you scream, no! It's the most depressing day of the week.
Hey, but no more depressing Monday because the Seth Spotlow Experience has joined us here in the studio.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I'm glad to bring joy into your day. Look at these cute headphones that my kid has.
Oh.
They're little pink ones.
Yeah, and they got trolls on them. She is so pumped, man. I had to bring him up here so either her or the dog wouldn't destroy him. Yeah.
That's really adorable, Dad.
At least I'm not wearing them. I've got to see if they work or not.
Yeah.
That picture you sent me the other day, that's your actual dad?
That's my dad. You like that? Isn't that crazy how my kid looks just like my dad?
He doesn't look a whole lot older than you.
Well, that was when they got married, so they were probably... Oh. Early 20s and that.
Okay. Gotcha. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, man. I figured I'd send you that. Yeah. Rosie, I'll send it to you, too, so you see a picture of my real dad.
Okay.
Aw.
Here's a story out of Japan. This came in a package of stories about 2020 and the weird year it's been.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, more people died from suicide last month than from COVID in all of 2020. And women impacted the most. I'm going to post this. It's so, because this is predictable. We were talking about this way at the beginning. The president wanted to, you know, let's do the best we can for a couple of weeks and flatten the curve. And now they're going back to more shutdowns. People are losing not just businesses, but their employees are losing livelihoods, sources of income. It's a massive imposition of worry. On top of that, we've had an election stolen. There's plenty of stuff to feel despondent about if nothing is going your way. You just read my December magazine column. Rosie said it's pretty good.
It is. Very
it always
good.
Is, man.
Called The Christmas Shoes. And it talked about, you know, this is not my first rodeo with weird years and challenging situations. But at least this year I've been able to work and make a living. My business did not get locked down by the governor. I'm not Bob Baumhauer, who has had to sweat literally every day since this whole thing started, trying to keep his enterprises alive throughout the state. Because restaurants aren't designed to survive on how generous I can have 25% capacity. But this is, I said this long ago, this is where this is all headed. Not just suicide, but substance abuse is through the roof. Because many people have had nothing else to do but drink or turn to some other chemical for comfort. And this story, it's tragic, but it did not surprise me one iota.
not one. We're at 440 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll talk to Brandt a little bit later. He'll give us the scoop on the market, which did not have a real healthy day. In fact, after the Dow broke 30,000 last week, it has been trending down. So we'll see what's behind it when we talk to him at 441. Here's traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic very busy everywhere in Montgomery right now. Our most congested area is Norman Bridge Road outbound, Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan, and on Congressman Dickinson at the Wetumpka Highway. We are very busy, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No new accidents in to report to you at this time. Well, the new Toyota-thon's underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry as low as $199 per month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
Don't miss Brubaker's Holiday Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama prison system, which suspended visitation during the pandemic, is starting a video visitation service to try to reconnect prisoners with their family and friends. The Department of Corrections said the system is expected to be rolled out to all prisons by early December. Inmates will be able to use the video kiosks by appointment. Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling. The city settled its portion of a lawsuit last week with civil rights groups, including the SPLC, ACLU of Alabama, and the National Homeless Law Center. The agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that criminalize panhandling. It is about to look a lot like Christmas around the state capitol. The state Christmas tree will be set up this week. Workers will spend several days decorating the 35-foot-tall tree, and the Christmas lights will be turned on during a ceremony at 4:30 p.m. Friday. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw a log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one. Our first taste of Arctic air of the season and the first widespread freeze tonight with the overnight low temperature falling to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, look for a cold day, but sunshine, high temperature only in the 40s. Coldest night will actually be tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday morning and back into the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Out of rolls again. The grocery store is out of rolls again. Now I got no TP to clean up my rear end. It's all sold out there, out of rolls again. Out of rolls again. I can't find Quilted Northern or Charmin. It's like we all went back in time to April 10th. And my Walmart is now out of rolls again. Out of rolls again. People hoarded enough for 3 years of wiping. Don't know where it went. Now there's no toilet paper for my hiney. Oh, I mean, out of rolls again. Costco and Target out of rolls again. I'm asking Santa for some rolls of cotton ale. Cause everywhere is out of rolls again.
It's 4:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This afternoon's, by the way, I was just outside about 10 minutes ago. It's It's not only getting colder.
And Leon's getting larger.
But it seems like the sky is sinking.
Oh.
And getting darker.
So chilly.
I wonder if we might see some of that. Well, if we get anything, it might be sleet. Rain that's falling close enough. Well, let's take a look at Lord and Fear Doppler, shall we? Why speculate? I'm just a talk show host. I don't know anything about this.
I had to drain some water out of my radiator, just put antifreeze in it earlier. Woo! I put my elbow in a puddle.
Well, if you look.
Oh, man.
There is blue on the radar in Utah, Tuscaloosa, and there is blue in Alex City, Anniston. Birmingham is in a mix. So we're not far from it. But it's just the wind chill today.
Man, cold. I've been out there all day.
I was on my bike with my thing.
With your beanie. Sweet, dude. Yes, man.
It's not a beanie. You make it sound like I ride around with a propeller on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Hey. It's terrible for your hair, but it works. It's very effective on keeping the ears warm.
Well, you know, the first 8/10 of a mile is almost all uphill. So by the time I get to the top, you know, my thighs are on fire, but I get determined in that process.
Get the blood pumping, man. Warms you up a little bit.
So I get to the top of the hill and I'm ready to go down. Then I have another course that kind of goes up and down, but I turned right into that wind. I'm glad I had a light pair of work gloves on and stuff.
It is blowing out there.
Well, you have the fingers cut off here.
Yeah, man, because you don't want to drop what you're holding. There's no grip on these things.
There's a new invention called pockets. So you don't have to walk around holding everything that you own in your hand. It's really a neat thing, Seth.
And they do have gloves that have those little
all the little
pads
grippy things on them.
Yeah, so they grip things.
Couldn't believe how cold it was. I can't believe how cold it's going to be tomorrow, man. I'm going to have to cover up my my faucets when I get home.
Look at this from the New York Post. Nearly one-third of New York and New Jersey small businesses reportedly closed in 2020. Mm. One-third. And now they're back with more lockdowns and stuff. Why the people in these states continue to put up with it is beyond me. In Michigan, they should have had the torches out with a march on the governor's office and get that woman out of office. I've heard talk of a recall petition, but Joe Biden, they must love it in Michigan. I'm just wrong. Has the pandemic caused procreation? Between 300,000 to 500,000 fewer births are expected in the United States next year. Compare with a drop of 44,172,000. This is what's really depressing. You get to the younger demographics, and they don't want to have kids. You know why? Because they think a climate apocalypse is coming. They are brainwashed to believing that the world is going to end.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
Really? Do any of them know that right now the United States has the best and lowest output of carbon dioxide of any country on the planet Earth? If you've lived, past the age of 21, make it 30, you know that you've lived long enough to see massive improvements in our air, in our water, in our rivers. And they're always working to make it better. But this is all part of the global hoax. And my question is, okay, so what is this apocalypse you think is coming?
That's what they tell them. I remember in the school books when I was growing up.
That's Al Gore, a book that belongs in the fiction section. It should never have been put in schools.
But
that's where a lot of this comes from.
It's the CFCs and the hairspray. And then now the whole ozone layer has fixed itself, you know? Nature has a way of finding a way. Learn that off of Jurassic Park.
So what is this climate apocalypse? Now, can something apocalyptic happen? Sure. It's happened before. It could be a meteor. it could be the eruption of Yellowstone Park, which would do an enormous amount of death and damage across the middle of the country, including, from their estimates, and they don't really know, but if that blew, if Yellowstone blew, there would be millions and millions of people who would die. That's an apocalypse. But a couple of extra clouds in the sky. We had 30 tropical storm systems this year. So they point to that. But most of them were little pissant centers of circulation that were over and done within anywhere from 6 to 24 hours. Come and gone. Or out in the middle of the Atlantic, where they don't affect anything. And thankfully, we now have the technology so ships don't have to run into them by accident. But it's been going on forever. There's a whole hell of a lot. There's thousands of shipwrecks in the Atlantic, off the coast of the Carolinas. Well, how'd that happen? Well, they must have had hurricanes back then. They just didn't know what they were. So the fact is we have much better technology today to detect these little things as they develop. I think as recently as even 10 or 20 years ago, some of these systems may have just been undetected. But if they hit the minimum standard, they get a name. And we went through a lot of names this year, just like we did in 2005. Did we have even more names in 2006? No. It was, you know, pretty consistent over the next 15 years. I think they have to re-average the norms because of our ability to identify centers of circulation to the extent that we can today. You flush your toilet and it gets a name. That's really, obviously exaggerating, but it's gotten about that crazy. It is 4:52. I guess that's not a caller for the show. Let's go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, where we, the Budells, have been six-time purchasers in the years we've been working with them. And let's see what they have in the category under 10,000.
It's about time for number seven, isn't it?
I think it's Roz's turn.
Ooh.
She's been a good girl. We may look at, you know, one of the things they do so well at Jack Ingram is they upgrade you without raising your payment.
Oh, that's awesome.
More recent model of vehicle, keeping the payment in the same ballpark. There's only four options in the category of cars under 10,000. And one day I may come to this section of Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and there'll be no cars in it. And the reason that would be is, A, they sell product, but B, they would rather have no cars in any category than a car that's a troublemaker, which is why most of the cars they take and trade in their family of stores, most of them end up going to auction because the commitment, when they put their name on the back of a vehicle, it's passed three critical tests. Good vehicle history. Two, clean and pristine interior, well-maintained, a car that was loved by its owner, and then a 108-point engine inspection that it must pass before they'll even put it on the lot and put a price tag on it.
Ooh, 108? That's a lot of points. That is a lot of things
I'm
to
no
check.
Mechanic, but that sounds like a pretty thorough investigation.
There were 108 different things. That's crazy.
You got a new driver? There's a Volvo S60 for $69.91. It's only got 130,000 miles on it, so that's a car that was used very sparingly, and it's one of the safest on the road. So if you want your new driver to be out there in something that will protect them when they make that first mistake, here you go. There's a Nissan Rogue. That's what I drive. Mine's a 2019, upgraded from a 2017. Will it be a 21? I hope so.
Ooh.
This Rogue, though, listen to this. 81,000 miles on a car that's 9 years old. That means this car averaged 9,000 miles a year, and it's $89.90. So this car, it's silver. It's in fantastic condition. Again, if you need a second vehicle for the family or a new driver and you want them in something that'll give them good visibility on the road, that's one of the reasons I love mine. See Tip Tames and his great team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Visit them at jackingram.com. And by the way, yes, they have the concierge service. So if you want the car or need the car brought to you,
They'll be happy to do it. Just ask, because it's time to love what you drive.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident reported in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in front of Walmart. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are pretty busy in Prattville today. Also Millbrook and Wetumpka. In Montgomery, we've got congestion all the way around the boulevard. A lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge. We're busy on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway outbound. And also I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents in the Montgomery area that we know of at this moment. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at brewbaker.com.
For the peanut butter cup lover in your family, this holiday season, Sam's Club is selling Reese's peanut butter cups
that are half a pound each.
And not to be outdone, Costco introduces Hershey's Kisses
the size of a bowling ball.
And not to be outdone, Walmart is now selling M&M's
the size of trash can lids.
But wait, still not to be outdone, Starbucks is selling hot chocolate
in a jacuzzi.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
With pieces of candy bigger than your head.
Now we need a huge Reese cup for Eddie.
Size of a garbage can lid.
Yeah.
You know, if they actually made something like that and it was an authentically Reese's, that would be, I would go in on that. I would think a, you know, trash can lid that's about 3 feet, whatever. And so I'm guessing something like that because, I mean, I've seen them sell, they used to sell a Hershey bar that was about the size of a piano keyboard.
Woo!
I remember it was like 30 or 40 bucks.
Where would you begin if you had a Reese cup the size of a trash can lid? Would you start in the middle? Would you bite it on the side? Would you do that whole thing where you try to eat the middle out of it?
Well, these are in the midst of a stolen election and forking snow coming into the area, the things that need to be discussed. No, that's interesting. I think the peanut butter cup was designed to be consumed in one sitting. You know, because I hate their commercials on TV. Not sorry, Reese's. Up your ass! Not sorry. Quit being a, they sell them everywhere but a bank. And maybe there too. I don't like their commercials at all. Your product is great, but you don't need to take this sassy commercial program.
Like Hardee's commercials used to be that way.
Was that the two guys or was that Sonic?
Sonic is the two guys.
Sonic is.
Well, they're gone. They've diversified.
Sonic, really?
Yeah, Sonic's got different people.
The Hardee's was the star, and he was like the Hollywood guy who was really hip.
I remember.
I'm enjoying this Rosie impersonation too much to say I don't remember that.
Is this when Sydney. Paris Hilton was washing the car?
Well, I didn't like that one either, but this Hardee's is, it was just, it made me never want to go to Hardee's and eat